Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just 45 minutes ago, Poland protests Israel's decision to end the probe into the killing of a Polish Gaza aid worker. Also, Mariv reports from earlier this hour that right-wing activists were attacked with stones and responded with gunfire, resulting in one Palestinian killed. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom in earlier reporting, a Hamas terrorist involved in a hostage situation was eliminated by the IDF in Gaza. Separately, Ynet reports that the IDF killed the father of a 2022 Tel Aviv terrorist during a stabbing attempt in the West Bank earlier today. And finally, JNS highlights Syria's precarious balancing act between Iran, Turkey, and Israeli interests from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, a key news outlet posting earlier today, discusses the dangers of diplomatic fantasies regarding Hamas's intentions. Gabe Draws, a visual artist, shared a reflection on historical and current events, saying it feels like deja vu. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights advocate, criticized international bodies for not addressing Hamas's actions, sharing his thoughts earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Poland's protest against Israel's decision to end the investigation into the Gaza strike. The strike killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers, including a Polish citizen. The Jerusalem Post details Poland's demand for accountability and answers from Israel. The diplomatic tension could affect bilateral relations. Turning to the incident involving right-wing activists, Mariv reports that the group was attacked with stones during an uncoordinated trip. They responded with gunfire, which resulted in a fatality. This incident underscores ongoing tensions and the volatile situation in the region. Meanwhile, the elimination of Sabi Sami Mahmoud Shahatat by the IDF holds significance. According to Israel Hayom, Shahatat was involved in the October 7th massacre and hostage situation. His death marks a continuing effort by Israel to dismantle militant operations in Gaza. Such actions may influence the dynamics of regional security. In a related development, Ynet reports the killing of Fathi Hazem in the West Bank. Hazem was known for his anti-Israel activities after his son's terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. His death might escalate tensions in the area, potentially impacting future security operations. Finally, JNS highlights Syria's strategic challenges as it navigates relationships with Iran and Turkey. The report suggests Israel could leverage Syria's current vulnerabilities. This situation could redefine power dynamics in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business explores why the produce section is always at the entrance of supermarkets. This insight reveals marketing strategies that influence consumer behavior in Israel. Separately, Katech reports that Munich Re is set to acquire Israeli-founded AtBay for $575 million. The acquisition illustrates growing interest in cybersecurity and SurTech as insurers expand coverage options. And finally, Globes highlights Munich Re's purchase of Israel's AtBay. This acquisition underscores Israel's role in developing cybersecurity solutions with implications for the global insurance market. Break time lease. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.